Next week, NPR Music is going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It is a huge feast of musical discovery that brings together bands and fans from around the world. This week, All Songs Considered convened a panel, Bob Boylan, Robin Hilton, and me, Stephen Thompson, to preview some of the new discoveries we are most excited to see and hear. Now we're sharing that episode, which is packed with highlights from the Austin 100, a South by Southwest sampler I put together every year. You can find that at npr.org/Austin100. And in the meantime, enjoy the discussion and the great new music.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered, and we are going to Austin. It's South by Southwest time.
Woo!
Well, these are dark days when I'm staring at a beer in the corner and I see both sides.
Dark days.
Staring in the mirror.
Yeah. I thought he said standing with a beer in the corner.
Staring in a mirror, for sure.
I think his songs can mean what you want them to mean. That's actually a band called Spanish Love Songs.
I like
one of the ones that I really fell in love with putting together this year's Austin 100.
Wow, it's one of 100 songs.
One of 100 songs that NPR Music is showcasing in advance of South by Southwest this year.
And the great thing about South by Southwest is you will hear bands like this and gosh knows what else. How about we play...
Looking for reward for days. Where you at? Yo, you seen him? Been looking for fall from the sky.
And who's this, Stephen Thompson?
This is Jojo Abbott, a Ghanaian-born rapper based in New York.
Perfect. I mean, there's Chinese hip-hop. There's We'll talk about lots of this stuff today on the show, but the variety of music that we go to Austin for is out of control.
Yes, wonderful. So much variety in genre, but also just bands and artists from all over the world.
Robin Hilton, you want to take us to something? We're going to go around. We're going to do our picks. We're going to talk about South by Southwest and why it matters. And we listened to 1,300 songs or so to come up with the songs we're going to pick for you today.
Well, we talk about music from all over the world. I've got an artist from Seoul, South Korea. He's actually originally born and raised in New York City, but he is now based out of Seoul. The artist's name is Big Phony, otherwise known as Bobby Choi. And, you know, K-pop is obviously having a really big moment right now, but this guy's bio says, what about K-indie? And it feels a little bit, you know, like a bit of a marketing tool on
Kindy.
There. Yeah, you know, they say he's the Korean Elliot Smith. But, I mean, honestly...
That's what I thought.
Well, he does sound an awful lot like him. He's, you know, a very gentle voice singer, mm-hmm. beautiful harmonies. I think he's just a great, very talented folk pop singer. The song that I want to play from Big Phony is called Hanging on a Thread.
I love the instrumentation. I'm not sure whether he actually had a harp player, but I'm imagining in his bedroom he did something.
Yeah, definitely a bedroom recording artist. He's put a lot of music out. There's lots to dig into on his Bandcamp page. Hanging on a Thread is from a self-titled full-length record that he put out in 2016. Choi, Big Phony. I love that name, Big Phony. Like, I wish I had a band that I had the presence of mind to call it Big Phony, because that would capture so much in my life. But Big Phony will be playing the Central Presbyterian Church on Friday night, and I will be there.
Awesome. I'm going to pick someone named Elisapi. Her name is spelled E-L-I-S-A-P-I-E. And Elisapi Isaac comes from the Arctic. So we're really all over the map, right? She's a well-established Inuit icon. This song that we're going to play is called Arnak, which translates as woman. It's from an album, her fourth album. It's called The Ballad of the Runaway Girl. And it's an ode to missing and murdered Aboriginal girls and women.
Oh, Lord.
The musicians on this are musicians that play with Patrick Watson,
okay.
A group we know, Plants and Animals. Mm-hmm. So let's play Elisapi.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to you, Bob. This was a 5-star song for me.
Wow. You know, when you listen to so many things, this just leapt out. Like, I want to know. There's this raw emotion of power. This isn't just a song she happened to write. Right.
Yeah. Right. Bring it up again for a second. This is Tom Waits to me. Like Mark Rebo on guitar, you get Tom Waits on mic. They would sound amazing.
I hear a little Morphine.
Yeah.
Alisa P is the artist, and I look forward to seeing her at South by Southwest. Stephen Thompson, where are you going?
Got a singer named Georgia Odette Sallybanks, who records under the name Odette, born in London, raised near Sydney, signed at 17, still very, very young. And her music kind of lands somewhere kind of in that gray area, separating like singer-songwritery folk music with like R&B-tinged pop, and then like very emotional spoken word poetry. Let's hear a little bit of Watch Me Read You.
Watch me read you. The turning pages of an epic, dissected, hallucinogenic, black coffee addict, life ended, lies cold on that metal tray, wasting away. I watch him sneer at me from beyond the grave. I hear him call for me. Watch me read you. I get scared when it falls dark, the creeping shadows up my arm, the sneaking scarecrows work their charm, it's circumstantial. The way I blink when you get mad, feel disarmed, when you get sad but turn to run, when we fall back on old behaviors. When the flavor turns from sweet to sour, that's the hour that I seek the heavy hearts and tired of treats with words of hatred, watch it seep through skin like sap through bark. I cower in the dark till your return. When will I learn? We never wanted to be more than just a silhouette, breathing the smoke from other's mouths and lying in the dirt. So make a promise, but then later we can just forget. It's hard to let your breath out when you're used to holding it. She'll go, oh, caught her through the window, oh, it's her, oh, maybe it's a shadow. You never wanted to be more than just a silhouette, but when you cry, I see you again.
The beautiful colors of the people's faces and the way they sat on top of those necks.
Watch me read you, like words ripped right off the page. Another ghost, another day of melancholy UV rays and heavy eyelids. You just decided not to.
You can hear in the verses, especially a few kind of little notes of like Kate Tempest. Like a softer, kind of more wistful Kate Tempest. I'm really, really drawn to it, and I can't wait to see her live.
We want to get to so many different songs, but the US 100 is on the NPR site now.
Yes.
You can hear 100 songs. How's that working?
We put these songs into a massive playlist that are on all the different streaming services. So you can go up and load Spotify playlist, Apple Music playlist. Search for Austin 100 if you're not finding it on our site. But on the NPR website, there's this gorgeous visual presentation with a really cool map and just links to each individual artist so you can learn more.
And the map shows where all the different places the artists come from.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's cool.
Awesome.
I may look at it.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good music.
NPR.org.
Do you spend any time on that?
I spent a little time on it this year.
If I could validate you, Stephen, that the Odette song, also a 5-star song for me.
Yeah.
You guys, it's like you raided my own library here for your picks. Kind of
suspicious. I would never do that for so many reasons.
How about Blush? Did you like the band Blush?
I did like
that one.
Blush
pop for you?
Blush with two H's.
With two H's, Blush. I heard a lot of guitar rock. This is the musical project, and I'm sorry if I'm getting her name wrong here, Shab Ferdowsi, a singer from Los Angeles, someone else who's got a lot of stuff on Bandcamp that I dug into. She had an EP out last year called Thanks for Asking, and the song I'm going to play is from that EP. The song is called I'm Over It.
It's not fine, it never was.
Thank you.
just hear the whole song?
It's another minute.
Oh, okay.
You know, Steven and I just talked about Weezer on New Music Friday.
Why would you do that?
Because they're the greatest band of all time.
And you stood in front of them by 2 feet because they were playing the Tiny Desk
concert. Just had them at the Tiny Desk. But boy, did I think of Weezer when I heard Blush. You know, one of the things that Weezer has done so much in their music is they take the smallest things and
Steve,
they blow them up to...
get a cup of coffee a minute?
This applies. They blow the smallest moments of life, the most boring moments of life, they blow them up to stadium-sized rock, and that's exactly what she does on this song.
Like this?
Yeah. I'm over it.
One of the things that I've really noticed listening to a lot of these songs is, man, the dream of the 90s is alive at South by Southwest this year. There is a lot of that, of a very distinctly 90s sounding music. There have been several pieces where I've thought, man, I would have just jammed this in college. Yeah. You know?
And do you think it's because the parents who got married in the 90s had kids and they played those records?
There's definitely reverberations of nostalgia.
It goes in 20-year cycles, isn't that what we always say? Like, even in the early aughts, we were doing 80s. And
Yeah,
I think so. Anyway, Blush with two H's.
I'm going to play something that is not... I actually, when I first heard this, I didn't know where this was from, but I sure fell in love with it. The group, and I didn't know how to pronounce it, and I went and asked Felix Contreras about this because I knew he would know about this. And the group Sonambulo... Felix? Is that? Did I get that right?
Sonambulo. Psychotropical.
Wow. And this... Felix is at home right now because it snowed about a quarter of a centimeter.
Not even, and they canceled school today.
But tell me and everybody about this remarkable band, and then we'll get right to it.
Okay, so they're from Costa Rica, which in and of itself is sort of unique because not a lot of bands from Central America really make it out past Central America. So these guys, there's some guys in the band from Costa Rica. There's some guys from El Salvador, and one guy from Colombia. So their sound is a mix of all of those things, man. A lot of Afro-Caribbean, a lot of Afro-Colombian. And the song that you picked, it's sort of like a modern kind of rhythmic-y rock, almost reggae tinge thing. So they sort of go all over the place, and I really like them. I like the way they include all these different things in the sound. And you guys were just talking about retro, because a lot of their music, and not this particular track, but a lot of their music, man, it goes back to like classic cumbia from Colombia in the 60s, like just really hardcore, old school stuff.
Let's hear some. Still on the road, Felix?
Yeah, I'm here.
You haven't driven off, have you? What are they singing about? This is amazing. I love this song.
You know, it's a kind of a, like a little story about like he met this guy and like he's telling him like he's telling him a little story. Like I came across this guy and he's telling me his own story about like how to get through and how to get through life and all these metaphors and all that. It's pretty cool. Heavy dose of funk on this one too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when I came and asked you about the song, you then said to me, and they're playing our showcase. So tell us about what the All Latino Showcase is and who
the
else.
The first ever All Latino Showcase is going to be Friday of the Friday the 15th. It was booked into the Flamingo, which is right on 6th Street, and the only instructions I had were they need to be sweaty dance bands. The owner wants lots of dancing, lots of sweating. So I have bands. I got a band from Cuba, from Costa Rica, from Colombia, Brazil. There's six bands. I forget what they're from all over, and they're all, that's what they have in common. I just want to keep the groove going as hard as we can.
We'll be there, and
so you guys got to come, man, and you got to dance. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna videotape you guys with the phone.
We'll post that on the video.
Tell you what, Felix, I'll be there.
we'll get everybody moving. That's awesome. Thank you, Felix.
Thank you, guys.
Be
thanks
well.
A lot,
safe
man.
Travels.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Right. Thanks.
So one of the things, Felix is doing the dance thing. We're doing the opposite. this year.
Story checks out.
this year, instead of the big showcase we've done for almost 10 years at Stubbs, we're going to do something called the Tiny Desk Family Hour. So if you're at South by Southwest on Tuesday evening at the Central Presbyterian Church, we're putting on a show of Tiny Desk alum, and we're not telling you who. And so it's going to be a night of like 15-minute stripped-down sets in a beautiful church from 8 to 11, and it's going to be thrilling. So.
Yeah, can't wait.
Every year we give each other a very memorable gift as we go to South by Southwest, and that is we give each other a gift of a band to go see that maybe you wouldn't normally go see.
Or one that we think that you would really,
right.
really
that
love.
That could work that way, too. It depends on how you're feeling about that human being at the time that you pick your pick.
I've had to pick for you sometimes, yeah. Some years, Bob, where I'm like, I'm picking the fastest speed metal I can find, and I'm making him go to this.
And they're always an adventure, and often, I don't know about you, but I often find that they're the latest show at night.
Right.
So, let's see. Steven, you want to pick? Who are you picking for?
Well, Bob, I picked for you. Oh. And, you know, my general antipathy toward you has waned slightly during the process of putting this list together. I think just through sheer exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So I picked something that I thought you would enjoy. I picked a band from Japan called Chai.
I saw Chai last year, and they were so much fun, and I wished all you guys were there with me because I had a ball. So how about this? We'll turn this Secret South by Santa gift to me, and I thank
you're
to it as a gift
it.
To everybody.
You're going to re-gift it back to us.
That's right.
And we'll and all go. Maybe we'll all go see Chai together.
Yes, exactly.
So Chai is a band from Japan, and a lot of what they're doing is built around a rejection or a challenging of the Japanese culture of cuteness known as kawaii. A lot of Japanese culture is kind of aggressively in-your-face cute, yeah. and Chai is a band of women, and a lot of times women in Japan who play music are kind of held to this standard of you have to be hyper adorable all the time and your music has to be cute, cute, cute. And Chai kicks ass. And so there are still elements of playfulness and joy and silliness, but at the same time there are these jagged edges to it that give it a real kick. And so I thought of you when I listened to it, but in a good way. So this song is called Fashionista. Here we go.
Thank you. My I remember last year, now that I hear this, how my face hurt from smiling so much. So let's all go and do this.
I don't know that sensation.
No, I know. But you're going to do that.
I'll be there.
Robin's like, why are my teeth showing?
Huh. You're all seeing this, right?
Yeah. No. Well, since I got my gift, I feel like I need to give more and give to Robin.
I'm looking at a list of some of the songs I know you are interested in playing. I'm trying to guess what it would be. The Elisipi was one that I wanted to play.
So, Stephen, I'm debating whether to give him the thing that I know he'll really enjoy or the thing I really just want him to be there.
It's always a challenge because I love music but hate you guys.
All right, I'm going to give you something nice.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good. I couldn't find out much about this group. The band is called There, so T-H-E-R-E. So if you try to search There, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that wasn't so good. And what I do know is there is are two Israeli women, Sivan Levy and Yoel Enosh. I hope I got their names pronounced right. And they met while working on a soundtrack for a Tel Aviv museum. The reason I think you'll like this is because one of the members of the band, of this duo, is a classically trained piano player.
Oh, okay.
And so that's, you'll like that. And then the vocalist, the singer in this band, has this kind of eerie and sort of breathy vocal style that I think you'll like also.
Okay.
I don't know how you rated this.
I like classically trained pianist with an eerie voice.
That sounds great. Yeah, and this is really good. This is a good pick.
This is called Swimming Backwards. Is this in the Austin 100?
It sure is.
Awesome.
That was the moment right there, the little hand clap or whatever it was. Is that I like this quite a lot. I didn't get to this one. I didn't get a score for this one because I didn't come up to this one yet in the mix.
I had because I couldn't look. One of the beauties of South by Southwest is that, and one of the reasons we go every year is because there are bands who, at this point in their career, don't even have a label. Let's go backwards. They don't have anybody who's been their publicist. They don't have anybody they just make music and they want to get noticed.
Want to get noticed, but they give themselves the most unsearchable name.
There is that. and so I wrote to them. I saw they had an Instagram account, wrote to them, and literally within the minutes before we played this song, I got a note back from them. It says, "Dear Bob, what an exciting message, blah, blah, blah." And then it says, "We adore Tiny Desk." And they said, "We're going to South by Southwest. Hope to find manager label there," with a smiley face. That's the beauty and why we go there.
It's nice to think that still happens, too.
Yeah. I mean, we think of all the artists we've discovered there and done.
You know,
more
I was going back through some of our previous discoveries. We just had Little Sims on New Music Friday. She was one from South By a number of years ago. Yep. Phoebe Bridgers was one from a number of years ago.
I'm doing something with Kishibashi. He's got this project coming out. It's really, really exciting. You'll learn more about it later in this week. And he's somebody we saw at a, what was it?
Masonic Lodge.
Masonic Lodge in Austin.
I mean, one of the reasons that we spend so much time talking about South by Southwest and so much time preparing for South by Southwest is these are a lot of the bands that we discover and then celebrate throughout the year. You know, this is where we do a lot of our personal scouting for the new stuff that we're excited about.
That's great.
Just like the professional athletes, you know, who are scouted out by professional teams.
This is like the combine in the NFL.
Yeah, it really is.
Combine like doesn't that like
it's a great
corn or something?
Yeah, it's a big farm machine.
That's exactly what they.
Thank you. And so that band was there. I've given you my gift to Steven.
I got something for Steven.
Are you being nice?
I am going to be nice to Steven. Nice. I know that you wouldn't know this, but I actually am a caring person, and you know I have been watching Steven slowly unravel, and lose his mind over the past few weeks as he's been going through all this music and doing a billion other things like taping new Music Fridays for me every week and
pop culture
and I felt for you, man. I really felt for you, and I was going to pick some big joyful anthemic pop song with, you know, foot stomps and sing-alongs. So, yeah, I know you like that stuff too, but
I thought
I'm just going to give you a little bit of solace, a little bit of quietude. And so I picked the artist, I believe it's pronounced FOA or F-O-A. This is a singer named Catherine Robison. It took me a while. I had to do a lot of digging until I found it. But she's got one 4-song EP to her name. It's called Naomi's Last Dress. And a song from that I want to play for you, Steven, is called I Sleep.
Nice.
In beer.
Yeah, I don't know where she's playing, but I imagine you, Steven, in a bar with lots and lots of background noise and beer bottles clanking,
right.
And you trying to enjoy this beautiful little moment with her.
Leaning against a wall, moping, yeah. Moping in time.
FOA, she recorded this EP with Adam Rasmussen and Chris Lynch of the band Gardens and Vila. You know that band?
Yeah,
I was surprised to see that. I also found this Catherine Robison. I found her LinkedIn profile. She's from Eugene, Oregon, and she says that she's been a somatic educator since 2009, which I had to look up. It has something to do with like movement therapy, like how to walk and get out of a chair and breathe better. I don't know, but these are things that you can ponder.
You'll need later.
I was going to say, this all sounds great, as does the idea of this poor woman getting an alert from LinkedIn that some dude named Robin Hilton was creeping on her page.
Well, if she does, I hope she knows it was because I wanted to learn more about this beautiful music. F-O-A, maybe pronounced FOA. Naomi's Last Dress is the name of the EP in this song that we just heard. It's called I Sleep.
It's gorgeous.
That's for you, awesome, Steven.
Thanks, buddy.
So reminded me of someone else from Oregon who 11 years ago in a noisy little bar launched, in many ways, the Tiny Desk Concert Series.
When in many ways, she totally launched it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, NPR music has been well served by being unable to hear quiet musicians in loud bars.
Laura Gibson.
Laura Gibson's the artist, yep. Let's take a break, come back, and we have more music from South by Southwest in just a minute.
Support for NPR comes from Newman's Own Foundation, working to nourish the common good by donating all profits from Newman's Own food products to charitable organizations that seek to make the world a better place. More information is available at newmansownfoundation.org.
When's the last time you had a really good workout? Not of your biceps, but of your brain. I'm Shankar Vedantam, host of Hidden Brain. Listen every week and flex your mind.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. I'm here with Robin Hilton. We're talking about South by Southwest 2019. This is our preview show. We listen to 1,300-plus songs before we go to map out and figure out what it is we want to go hear. And the very first thing that I'm going to do when I get to South by Southwest, I have an appointment to see a roboticist.
What?
A roboticist. Like somebody.
Bob Boylan thing to say I've heard in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to go hear a guy who makes robots that make music. A roboticist.
I didn't realize this was a thing.
It is a thing.
The first thing I'm going to do when I get to South by Southwest is eat tacos.
Well, that feels in line as well. And so the artist, the creator of these contraptions that make this music, this roboticist, is Moritz Simon Geist. He's a multimedia artist, and he's billed as the world's only techno producer playing entirely with his self-made futurist robots. Does that make sense?
Sure. All right.
Everything about this sounds like some twisted child fantasy thing. You know, like Moritz Simon Geist. You know, it sounds like the...
Well, you said a twisted child's fantasy. I was thinking this sounds like something that exists only in Bob's mind.
Exactly. There you go.
Is there a difference?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Okay. So what he does is he has these little contraptions, and he makes these contraptions that actually make music. So he's got like an electromagnetic relay that makes a melody. He's got little springs that play percussion sounds, small motors that beat on metal. And it looks and sounds just fantastic. So there's a song that was in the 1,300 songs we listened to, and there's one called G Sharp, and it really captured my imagination.
I got to be honest, I don't think this would pass the Turing test. I think it's pretty obvious this is made by robots.
The Turing?
The Turing test? Alan Turing?
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was T-O-U-R, but...
Oh, yeah, not Turing. Turing. Alan Turing.
I am fascinated by this. If you want to see what this all looks like, it won't be this song, but we're going to put a video up online of these robots making music and... Do it. Just do it.
You've got to bring them to the tiny desk. Yeah, bring the machines in.
That's one of the reasons that it's my first appointment in at South Park.
You know, that one of the showbiz pizza place, the bears that they had, the animatronic bears.
Animatronic robots.
Robots that played music. I saw them for sale, a complete band for sale on eBay.
We should totally.
It was like $5,000. I thought, why can't we get a line item in our budget and buy this band and have them come play the
Could
the
someone
desk?
Donate this to us?
I do highly recommend Googling YouTube clips of lip syncing showbiz pizza robots and Chuck E. Cheese robots. Somebody has like synced them up to play like contemporary R&B songs.
Oh my god.
It is the funniest thing you will ever see.
I know that the internet can be a real dumpster fire, but I think really we have so many glorious things now that just never existed before the internet.
That made me really happy. Where are we and who are we going to? I think it's Stephen Thompson's turn.
All right. Yeah, I've got a band from Taipei, Taiwan, called I Mean Us. The band's descriptions of its own sound on, I believe, its Bandcamp page are cry cry core, post murmur rock, and the well-known genre brokenhearted.
That's perfect.
Elsewhere, they'll describe themselves as dream pop or shoegaze. That's a little more.
I like cry.
You get a little bit more of a sense of what they sound like. You get this swelling, ringing sound. These big, epic, beautiful, booming, cataclysmic songs. Let's hear a song called I. That's EYE.
Cry, cry, cry.
Cry, cry, core.
Cry, cry, core.
So that's I Mean Us from Taipei in Taiwan. You get a sense of just the sheer dynamic range. But that usually translates incredibly well live.
How long cut is that?
The song's about 6 minutes long, and it really goes places in that time. I love this one.
That's awesome.
I actually have something I think that'll work like sonically well with that. Kind of a similar mood from Willie J. Healy. Did you come across this singer-songwriter? This is a guy from Oxford in England, and like a lot of our South by Southwest discoveries. He's young and really just getting started, but he's already signed with Rough Trade Records. He tasked himself to write and record an EP in 1 week. I know, Bob, you're thinking amateur hour, right? Because you just did a whole album in a
month. I thought you were going to say it in a day.
Yeah, yeah. But no, he did an EP in a week, and he wanted to avoid second-guessing himself and, you know, constant tinkering. So the second he had an idea, he recorded it. He came up with an EP called 666 Kill. 666 Kill.
Not what I expected you to say there.
And this is the title track from Willie J. Healy.
I saw the devil.
Sounds like he's giving a phone number. 666 KILL. That's 666 KILL.
I was going to say, I think that's the mellowest song ever to be called 666
Kill. He's telling the story of the devil showing up, coming into his bedroom and showing him his own death. And I mean, this to me, this is my favorite kind of music in the whole world. Stuff that's like really kind of dark and broody, but just the loveliest little melodies and delicate instrumentation and all the weird little sounds going on in it. This really reminded me a lot, particularly in the way that Willie J. Healy recorded his vocals kind of close on mic with lots of overdubs. Reminded me a lot of Sparkle Horse and some of the work that Sparkle Horse did, which is one of my all-time favorite artists. Anyway, really looking forward to seeing this guy play Willie J. Healy. 666 Kill from the EP. 666 Kill. That's 666 KILL.
Wow.
Where do you go to get name brand murders at a fraction of retail cost? 666 KILL. That's 666
Sorry. I'm going to take us to China. Or at least we're going to go to Austin and I'm going to find something from China. I know so little about this band. We're mainly going to hear some music. So the group is called, well, I'm not really sure. It's the number 3 and the letter HE. We could just say it's called 3.
Three.
And when I looked it up, it came up with like helium-3, a non-radioactive tritium, I don't know. But anyway, it's electronic music. It'll be one of those things where you just need the palate cleanser. Sometimes that palate cleanser is the loudest, screamiest parrot rock. You know, what was that thing you did last year?
Hate Beak. Hate Beak.
Yes.
The metal band where the singer is a parrot.
Right. So
oh
it could be
God,
that.
God, how have I never seen that? That is amazing.
or it could be this by three. And the song is called Mirror Image.
Thank you.
it's really, this really would be something very different from what you normally hear.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine the, some beautiful venue that this might be at, because it really takes you on an adventure.
It would also, yeah, that's the other thing. I thought, well, you need the right space for this, yeah, too, or it could, yeah, be completely ruined.
Yeah, like a beauty parlor or something, like an ice cream shop. Or
I mean, you joke, but that's literally, yeah, where old bands are playing literally everywhere.
Or like an espresso bar, so you get the...
So the artist is three.
Three.
Two more songs left. Yeah. It's Stephen Thompson's Your Last One.
I know. I got a really terrific kind of jangly, spiky little power pop song that I just love by a guy from Detroit named Ian Ruhalla, who records under the name Hala. That's H-A-L-A. The song is called Sorry.
Hala.
Hala. I'm such a sucker for a song that builds and builds.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when I was trying to decide what to pick for your Secret South by Santa, it was either going to be something like this, mm-hmm, or what I ended up with. I know you love this. This is a 5-star for me, too. This is great.
And let the record show that Bob and Robin both provided hand claps while we were listening to this in the studio.
Yeah. Hala, H-A-L-A?
Yep.
Awesome. Robin, this is it.
I just was happy to be nominated. I didn't even realize I was going to get to close out the show. Oh. This is a big opportunity,
Stephen,
for me.
Did you notice?
Oh, we're out of time. I've got another song.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Out of time. Well, our apologies to Robin. we'll try to have him on next year. I'm going to take us out on the band Boy Scouts.
Oh, this is a great pick.
Boy, you talk about irritating names to Google.
Yeah.
The song from Boy Scouts I want to play is Get Well Soon. So I tried Boy Scouts, and of course you can imagine what came up. And then Boy Scouts Get Well Soon, it was like first aid tips, you know, or greeting cards from the Boy Scouts, you know. But this is Taylor Vick, a singer from the Bay Area, and a lot of the artists we featured started off making bedroom recordings years ago with Garage Band. She put out a full-length debut in 2016 called Home Room Breakfast. Has had a lot of other singles and EPs since then. Interesting fact about Boy Scouts that I discovered. She says that one of her biggest influences is a good friend of hers who's also a musician, known as Rose Droll.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Rose Droll stood out to me because Rose Droll is another artist I discovered while going through this batch of songs and someone I want to go see. So that's just a little bonus side discovery there for you. Check out Rose Droll as well. But anyway, this is Taylor Vick, Boy Scouts. Her song is called Get Well Soon.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been getting up early every morning and exercising so I don't drop dead on the hills of Austin running from show to show.
A lot of people don't know this, but we have an assistant that just follows Bob around with a defibrillator ready to go at any moment.
And oxygen.
Yeah.
So if you see a defibrillator guy and an oxygen, look ahead, there'll be a guy in a hat, and that'll be me. I can't wait. I just love this adventure every year. The Tiny Desk Family Hours is one of the shows we're putting on. Felix Contreras and Alt Latinos doing another. We'll put stuff out during the course of the week as we're there. So as we get turned on to music, you will too. The Austin 100 is up online, ready to be streamed by you.
So much good music. We have only scratched the surface here.
Awesome. So take us out, Robin.
Boy Scouts, get well soon. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, bye, everybody.
See you later.
See you in Austin. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Feel what you don't see is truthful.